Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Medical report, and believe it or not, is the start of our fall sale. It's going to go right through midnight on the 10th of October, right through Columbus Day weekend. There's so many holidays in Canada. Of course, is their fall Thanksgiving festival in Canada. And of course, we are grieving the death of so many of our fellow Americans, and so many are still in hospital from the Mandalay Bay Hotel massacre. And we want you to keep them in your prayers. And not only that, we need to talk about solutions. And in fact, although we talk about nutraceutical all the time, I want to start off with saying we always talk solutions. For example, one of the facts that came out about this man, Braddock, is he had sleep deprivation. And unfortunately, the drug that they gave him is what's called a new class of sedative drug that actually increases the risk of what's called releasing extreme behavior. In other words, in the last 40 years, I've taken care of many vets from Vietnam War and beyond. And what I've discovered, horribly, along with many other doctors across the country, is that if you take veterans and give them, and they have a traumatic event, let's say their buddies die in war, or they get injured themselves, and they come back, and you give them serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac and Celexa. And I've changed the name, by the way. This is part of my playandiron.com dictionary and word salad. And I call it Kill You Jack. You like that name? Kill You Jack? Now, you can take nutraceuticals, and it won't do that. For example, if you take Calm Mind and Brain Mag, it'll help it induce sleep because of the theanine. By the way, it's interesting. The theanine is a primary ingredient in the relaxing tea that the Himalayan monks drink, is theanine. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
GABA, which is gamma-aminobutyric acid, is what's called the sleep switch. So no matter how much melatonin you release, if you're not making GABA, you're in trouble. Now this boy, this man, this maniac, not only did he have a traumatic childhood, his father apparently was hauled away to prison at 7 years of age, and of course he made it a statement I saw in the news about at one of these gambling tables that I wish I could kill my mother, she shouldn't have brought me into this world. He actually made that statement. So you have a disturbed person that has a disturbed childhood, they have very bad sleep deprivation, and they get put on a drug by a doctor. So I know there are some people that want to say they want, quote, gun control. I want to have what's called people control. And part of that is to actually start using a non-pharmacological means to induce sleep and relaxation and calming of the brain. Because a lot of people talk about mental illness, like you have to have a stigma of have a full-blown diagnosis of mental illness. The three M's I talk about to improve the surveillance of people, instead of gun control, how about people control? Okay, and I'm not talking about a police state. Everybody's under surveillance. If you do something, right, people control. And the three M's of people control are, number one, metadata. If this guy belonged to Antifa or sent money to ISIS or did something funny going onto some weird magazine or posting social media, the metadata should have shown him right away that this guy needed to have a visit. Or he's buying a lot of materials like bomb materials like he had, or assembling a large number of guns all of a sudden, that should have been an AI message that this guy needed to have a visit by authorities. Number two is Bunny. Where does Bunny go? I mean, why is he sending off his girlfriend? That should have been triggered something. Something should be going on. But if he's buying a lot of things or sending money by transfer, bank transfers and so on to organizations or people, or who is he networking with? Who's in the social media? So metadata, money, and then mental health. That drug should have been in a national registry. Anybody who's on these type of drugs, especially if they've had a disturbed background, but just anybody, it should have tweaked the authorities. This guy's on this kill you jack drug. Now, you might not think it, but Cable and Harris were both on these drugs. Did you know that? You know, almost anybody, that guy that was in Colorado that went to the theater, I'm trying to remember his name now. Every single one of these mass murderers has been on this class of drugs. Did you know that? Isn't that fascinating?
I remember we talking about that, you know, a long time ago with regards to...
Right. Now there's a segue to solutions here, okay? First off, if he had been listening to the show and contacted me, I would have said, listen, buddy, you're not sleeping, you got a bad childhood, you need to have psychotherapy, but we need to nourish your brain because it's like the movie Young Frankenstein. The reason why Frankenstein acted like Frankenstein wasn't because he was resurrected from the dead, it's because he had an abnormal brain. Remember that in the dialogue?
Mm-hmm.
He had an abnormal brain. Okay, just like all the criminals. I remember talking to Dr. Alex Schoss, with a PhD in criminology and biochemistry back in the early 80s. I went to his clinic and research facility in Tacoma, Washington, and he showed a presentation videos where, this is like 35 years ago, where he showed that people with high levels of manganese in their hair analysis and heavy metals show signs of mental illness and extreme violence. And if you actually check them out with deep brain studies, like SPECT blood flow studies, what you find is they have signs of seizure activity in the limbic or reptilian brain. So we should not just kind of dismiss people. They're just bad people with bad backgrounds and they didn't have a daddy. Yeah, those are other factors. They have abnormal brains. And when you de-repress them, for example, even found if you take krill or shrimp or edibles that get predated, eaten, and you feed them to them, even, you know, invertebrates, they will swim into the mouth of their predator. Did you know that? They don't have any inhibition. In fact, I remember talking a few years ago, because although I'm not in quote practice, I'm a consultant and I consult with doctors and patients all over the world every day. Probably see more and talk to more people per day now than I ever did when I was in practice by a large margin. And I remember one case just not that long ago, a few years ago, of a gentleman that he came back and he had PTSD, so they slapped him on his kill you jack drugs. And luckily his friends caught on, but he was going to kill his whole family and himself. Now the solution is, number one, calm mind and brain mag. Start drinking a drink. Get some sleep induction. Take your melatonin time release. 1 milligram slow release, 2 milligrams, 4 milligrams slow release, 1 milligram immediate release. Then we're adding a new nutraceutical, and I'm trying to finalize the name, but we've got the formula put together. And this one is going to be the solution for what I call the Praddock solution. We have a sleep-deprived person who's now put it on a drug that de-represses him from any fugue nightmare kind of scenarios in his crazy head to go crazy and buy a bunch of guns and putting these bump stocks on them so they could become semi-automatic. And we have to realize it's not just, quote, a gun control issue. I don't want people buying nuclear materials or spent medical waste or buying chemicals to create big bombs. But the real issue is a broader issue. The authorities, if they knew that a guy was on this drug and had other intersecting metadata, he should have had a visit. And if they had a visit, and they could have done it real cleverly, they could have said, hey, we've got his GPS coordinates, let's fly over his home and see how much metal he has in his house, i.e. guns, before the police start to arrive there. Okay? And, of course, I've also, you know, I'm an inventor. I'm getting a bunch of patents put in right now, but I've been inventing things for years. Some of them I didn't patent, but I come up with ideas. So I prayed and I came up with an idea of a laser net interceptor system to stop bullets anywhere. Doesn't matter if it's a battlefield or around a hotel. The first thing is every one of these hotel rooms should have had a ballistic capsule in the ceiling. And if you break through the Lexan windows with anything, whether you're drunk or fall into the window, which is really hard to break, or use a great big maul hammer, because that's what you have to use, it's not easily displaced, it immediately should release this capsule and knock you to the ground and maybe barf your guts up, but you can't shoot a gun or hurt yourself or anybody else. So every hotel room in the Western world should have these in their ceiling. So if you have smash through the window, which means you're high ground, going to shoot somebody or fire a missile or rocket propelled grenade, it should knock you to the ground. Number two, they should have drones under the roof of every hotel, that the security staff can fly the drone up and intercept them right there in the window. Number two, three, they need what's called laser net interceptor, and that means they have a laser that detects bullets coming in, sends up what's called a terahertz wave field, which you can do very easily. This is the same field you generate at an airport, and then fires off with a linear accelerator little micro capsules that when they detect that they're near a bullet, they explode and create a net, a ballistic net that grabs, and just like I talked about a miniature version of the ballistic missile interceptor system, I talked about the fourth layer that's an advance in the brilliant pebbles. Now, you got to intercept sleep deprivation. This guy, if he had talked to me before he went off the deep end and became really crazy, he wouldn't have been put on these drugs. And if he was, the police and the other people should have been there. He didn't need to have a diagnosis of depression or whatever. He just needed to be on the drug, as far as I'm concerned, to tweak that he needed to have a visit. Okay? Gun owners plus these drugs is bad.
Want revenge?
Welcome back. So, Ryan, you know, I did deviate it out there for a reason. Firstly, as a medical doctor, as a trauma doctor, I worked in the burn unit in Georgia in 87, 88 as a doctor's recertified half a dozen times plus in trauma with the 1st DE, 2nd Airborne Division back in the 80s in Georgia and South Carolina. Working in emergency department, trauma units, emergency departments, I can tell you without any incontrovertible evidence, virtually every case I've seen where a veteran has come back or someone had a post-traumatic injury, they've been put on this class of drugs or classes of drugs that alter mental behavior, and they kill themselves and their family. So it's a lot more important than a bump stock whether somebody's been bumped up with these damn drugs.
Right.
Now, the surveillance system I have, and again, you have to understand where we're going. Let's use our Imagineering like Disney did before he died back, you know, 40 years ago or so. If you Imagineer, here's the future 10 or 20 years from now. If we don't bring in things that start registering people, if you want to call it registering guns, you know, they talk about gun registry. If we don't start surveilling and making sure we actually treat people that are getting early biochemical changes, for example, one of the things that Dr. Rod Klatch proposed that I presented to Dr. Price before he was fired from overusing his air miles, and to Donald Trump's administration through Dr. Ron Klatch and Dr. Bart Goldman of the Academy, and I even produced a video to put up, posted up on YouTube as well as on our site, on Dr. Klatch's plan for health plan, which includes testing everybody. Now, if I did this gentleman, if he happened to come through our system, and we did metabolic testing, let's say we sent a test for organic acids, we did tests to see what his levels of GABA are in his brain, which were probably pretty damn low. He may have no molybdenum, so he can't convert tryptase or pyrrolase enzymes to make neurotransmitters like convert tryptophan to serotonin and melatonin, so he can't sleep. So you got a sleep-deprived maniac who's now put on a drug that de-represses him so he can do anything he wants because he's in a kind of a semi-sleep fugue state. I guarantee you, if you could peer into this man's head after he took these drugs when he's planning this and sending money to his girlfriend, $126,000 to buy a home for her and her family, and he's planning this out, we don't have any prior knowledge, at least available yet, that he actually had any intention to be joining Antifa or ISIS or anything else. He had no religious or other affiliation. So what we have is a large number of people that are stressed out, mentally ill, or getting pre-demented, and then we medicate them with things that make them really dangerous because there's no normal cortical suppression of bad behavior. Now, that's a heck of a lot more dangerous than the fact that he had 45 guns, say, at home or a bunch of bombs and other things up in the hotel room. And we can think of technical details to prevent that. For example, I personally think no one should be able to haul their luggage into a high-level hotel that can be high ground for shooting gallery and the streets down below unless it goes through a metal detector and a bomb-sniffing machine or dog. Just like going to an airport. You go into a hotel, which is going to go up, and it could, you need to scan your bags to make sure there's not parts so you can assemble a gun. That's simple. Then if you're going to bust through the window, because you can't shoot through these windows, you can't reel them open in these high hotel rooms, if you're busting through the window, it should knock you to the ground with this ballistic, I call the Mandalay Bay,
I think at the very least, you would think that they, anybody that was to bust a window, you would think that you're just like in a house, an alarm system would immediately respond, and like they would converge on that room in moments. You know, it was like they couldn't.
Yeah, but that's too. That's often too late. I want something to knock a bugger to the ground in like, well, you know, 1 or 2 seconds.
Possible, sure.
And create a smoke. It would create smoke there, and we have a paralyzing agent that would make you disoriented. Well, maybe you start flashing lights. It'll make you temporarily blind with high intensity lights in the ceiling. So you can have multiple layers to this. Yeah.
Yeah, and let me comment though, because I know when people are listening, you got all these great ideas and stuff. But I do want to remind people, because you know the amount of stress and people feeling like it's the end of the world. You know that everything they do, they're probably going to get killed and so forth. And it's overwhelming. You know, with regard to this kind of anxiety, that it's like the good news is, look, there's no more drama and trauma and problems than the world faced early on. It's just we don't look back at our history of the world and kind of go, well, you know, if we want to look at the bubonic plague, or we want to look at the deaths and wars, and we want to look at tragic events of people being murdered or crucified and in the thousands or whatever, you can go back throughout history and see that, you know, people are doing bad things for a long time.
The way you're looking at it systematically, you're looking at their brains. For example, we could look at Nero's brain when he went crazy and was making his horse a senator and deciding to kill a lot of people so he could build a larger palace. We have to understand when he started those fires, even the fires in Rome, we have to understand that we're dealing with people with abnormal brains. And if you have a surveillance system, whether it's a healthcare system that tests everybody's metabolism every 6 months to a year, if we have a system that has metadata, money, and mental health, and we're not just talking about mental health like you have to have stigma of an inpatient admission, you just need to be on one of these drugs. As far as I'm concerned, guns plus kill-you-jack drug means you need to have a visit. And the very visit might be something as simple as scanning over your home to see if you got a lot of metal, i.e. guns, looking over all your bank accounts to see, all of a sudden, you just purchased 20 guns in the last 4 days. Or you got bomb materials because you got the chemicals to make a bomb. And to me, people surveillance, not gun surveillance, is a solution. I mean, I just don't know why people don't get that. For example, it's always in the no-gun zones. For example, this concert was a no-gun zone. But the problem is, the healthcare system that I see right now, and my colleagues that are not into functional medicine, they're useless and dangerous. And they're giving drugs that for cardiac disease, for depression, for other things, simply completely alter human behavior, even cause dementia. For example, I had Dr. Graveline on the show about 5-6 years ago. NASA MD scientists work with the NASA scientists and are astronauts. And he was given Zocor, and within 3 months, he couldn't recognize his wife. Now, if you take HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors as a class, if you're female, you have a 200% chance of turning diabetic within a year. Did you know that? And it also increases male diabetes conversion. It also causes the myelination of your brain, because two-thirds of the dry weight of your brain is actually converted forms of cholesterol. All your sex hormones are cholesterol, so when you're taking these drugs you get, you're actually doing, in a sense, a pharmacological castration. What do you think of that? Now, if you take someone's normal frontal lobe activity and suppresses reptilian brain activity, and you turn it off because you want to induce sleep and you're doing it the wrong way, rather than this new nutraceutical we're going to launch, and I'll have a name probably within a week or so of this formula we put together that includes things like 5-hydroxytryptophan, GABA, let's run through the list. But you have to understand, this goes with our Calm Mind and Brain Mag and our melatonin time release, but there's this thing called a time switch, or every 180 minutes, your brain releases a little pulse of melatonin. And then there's a big pulse. And if the sleep gate is not turned on, even when you release the melatonin or you take a ton of it, it won't work as well. So you need to have GABA, you need to have molybdenum, you need to have these other trace elements like 5-hydroxytryptophan, or they don't work as well. That's why we're developing this nutraceutical for people like Prattic, and there's a ton of them out there. I think, what does it say? I think something like 25 to 40% of American public are sleep deprived. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to. It's like there's basic things though for us to do right now, just in for each person out there. It's like, one, get a good night's sleep, right? Lowering the anxiety and stress, making sure things like melatonin, CR, you know, controlled release mechanisms like that will really help to get that induced. like you said, this new formulation that'll be rolled out will be a very powerful combination formula from some of the best stuff.
Right.
Talk about that after.
It's a solution to Praddick and millions of other Americans. They're not going to kill your neighbor, but you're suffering through sleep deprivation and for anxiety, constant anxiety. We need to give you the Calm Mind Brain Mag and the melatonin, but this is an additional layer of protection that's not going to make you crazy or violent. This again with Matt Riccardi, a U.S. Marine with solutions to mentally immersed secure. Being a Marine, of course, will have very technical issues in terms of engagement. I'm an inventor. I have a background in nuclear physics, chemistry, metallurgy, electronics, artificial intelligence, you name it. And I have a solution. I, in fact, want to contact a consortium of these gun manufacturers to make an anti-ballistic system. But the first anti-ballistic system is in your brain. A lot of people out there are sailing along. They're going to get cancer. They're going to get heart disease. They're going to get crazy. The number one cause of death in Britain right now is dementia, which I call type 3 diabetes. How many doctors out there, Ryan, do you think they understand that when your astrocytes can't transport and use sugar, and they don't get medium-chain triglycerides in their diet because they're not drinking very much coconut milk, that their astrocytes can't form a neural network, so they become demented? How many doctors do you think know that?
Thank you.
How about almost none? After the show yesterday, I had over Dr. Gerwin Winkler, and he's, of course, a functional medicine doctor. He's been in practice a long time, but I've been practicing a lot longer than almost anybody I know. And I asked 10,000 times more questions because I don't mind being in the valley or the ocean of stupid and understand if I ask enough questions and seek technical and specific measurable answers, we can find a solution. It's not going to be fine by emotionality, like, you know. And the same thing with the medical system. If we want a population that gets older and doesn't die and costs us a fortune, think of everybody walking along around in America as a walking two-legged debt. You know, if we were to actually intervene with my system, which is better than, you know, in fact, I was talking the other day to a broadcast guy, Steve Graham over at Radio America, and he's entertaining the idea of me doing a wellness show over there in Radio America as well on a Sunday, just for an hour, talking about health issues. The stuff that we cover, the stuff that I do, is unlike any other health professional in this or any other network, radio, television, whatever, because it involves functional medicine testing, imaging studies, organic acids, epigenetics. Next week I have, for example, Pathway Genomics, Michael Nova on. So we can actually test your genetics, we can test your epigenetics, we look at your brain imaging studies, we can look at a quantitative EEG, we can give you nutraceuticals that are medical grade. These are not like anybody else's ding nutraceuticals. Many of them are so custom designed, nobody's anything even remotely like you. In fact, I'm even getting use patents on some of the technology we have. So that's so people won't think, well, I made what Deagle has. No, you didn't. Okay, forget it. And or I have from my colleagues that developed something overseas that's so remarkable, like the heterochromic peptides that can stimulate stem cells. People need to know what I provide with both quantum testing and physical kits I can send you, and high-grade, medical-grade NutraMed nutraceuticals and protocols, and retesting to see if it actually worked, that it's unlike anything else out there, and it should be the standard of care. This is not alternative medicine, is it? This is one thing I find particularly frustrating. I went into medicine, and my boss, Dr. Robert Brown, said, you know, you finish your PhD in 5 months in marine genetics in 1973 at age 21. All you have to do is write the thesis, and you'd be a full professor with tenure by 28, he said. When you go into medicine, you're going to be frustrated. You're going to be dealing with your colleagues that are going to attack you because you're going to solve problems they don't want you to solve. He said, you have a talent, Deagle, a talent with science, a talent with logic. You're going to frustrate the heck out of your colleagues because you raise questions and give them solutions. Just like I talked about the laser net interceptor system, or the idea that we need to test people like this guy Praddick so he doesn't become a crazy mass killer. The solution is not getting rid of bump stocks, it's getting rid of bump people. How's that? Controlling them, fixing them, not letting our prisons fill up with people on drugs that have got screwed up brains. Not only because their mom and dad is not around, but because they have bad nutrition and a pro-inflammatory brain that may be caused by vaccines, for example. Who knows? We know that the vaccine levels increase brain inflammation. What do you think it's going to do? Not only ADD and ADHD, but dementia, but also really bad behavior when your brain gets inflamed. So, Ryan, let's go through some of these things that we can do for the brain. Cognition Plus, Brain Power, bimposidine to block the NMDA receptor, Brain Mag. In the animal models where they actually have a deletion or a knockout mouse that has high rates of Alzheimer's that they give the Brain Mag, they have lower rates of Alzheimer's than even normal mice. Isn't this amazing?
Yeah.
The counterion of magnesium has to get into the brain tissue, and it can't any other form except with the magnesium L-threonate. So, right. How simple was that? Right?
Yeah. I think that's an important thing for people, is to know that this is a good solution for them. I mean, once you've wired your brain with a certain level of stress response, where eventually it can be classified for people as post-traumatic stress disorder, which you're going to see a lot of people, you know, have those kind of issues after something like this tragedy has occurred, or they even hear the term, say, hurricane season or tax season, or really, you can name almost anything for people. And they have a reaction, and it stresses them out, and it creates problems. Their brains won't work as well. Their body will change the way that it's functioning in order to compensate for the stress response. So what's interesting about Brain Mag, like you were saying, these animal studies, they were able to train these animals specifically have a very strong stress reaction. But then they took the stressor away, but they made a specific noise that happened during that time. So it would still initiate that same stress response, even though physically there was nothing to stress them out, just a noise. And what was interesting by using the material in Brain Mag was it totally reprogrammed them. They were able to completely forget about their stressors very quickly and then not have any problem learning new fears if needed, but forgetting the old ones that were irrational or irrelevant. And I think a lot of people can sit there and think about from their childhood on, they have so much baggage they're carrying. Everybody's carrying around this stuff, like backpacks full of rocks that weigh people down. Some of it's happened more recently than others, but we all need to unload these rocks. And our brains are carrying them, and they are programmed. And without the adequate amount of magnesium in the brain, it does not rewrite the hard drive, if you will. It doesn't overwrite things, and you want it to. So you can go, you know what? That has become irrational and illogical. We don't need that anymore. It does not occur. Yeah. It's not real. And so look at Brain Mag for these stressful situations, and also for people that do. They're losing their ability for memory and cognition and brain alertness, and they're moving into that cognitive impairment of issues. Where a lot of times pharmaceutical intervention seems to be the only thing people are saying can happen or help. And that's not true at all.
The drug companies have actually taken the high ground that they have the right to use the word cure. And I don't like to use the word cure for anybody. I don't care if you've had surgery and you're no longer going to die today, or you have a miracle drug that makes a disease go away like AIDS or whatever. No one's really cured. They're just temporarily got into remission, even if you don't have any return of, say, cancer for 10 years. The problem I see is we have, and this is an ugly thing to say, but I call stupid doctors that will continue to promulgate the idea that somehow they are the prescient knowledge base of the universe. They don't have any biochemical basis to make their statements, like psychiatrists that use these drugs. If you ask the average psychiatrist or even neuroscientist exactly how a serotonin reuptake inhibitor and which nuclei it works on, they got no idea. For example, ideally, selectively, certain things only work in certain nuclei. They don't work in the entire brain. But when you use these drugs, they work on pretty well everything, including your gut, neurotransmitter conversion, synapses, and everything. That's why nutraceuticals are far superior, because, giving a good example, 37 years ago when I did my work with Dr. Otto Hewn on hypothyroidism, I brought the test for measuring T3 over from Germany and reversed T3. And one of the psychiatrists discovered that what we had found at the University of Calgary, that we had found that most people who have psychiatric illness have some kind of brain thyroid disorder. So there's a disorder of actual thyroid conversion metabolism in their brain, not necessarily in their tissues, because each compartment's separate. And their idea was to make a slow-release formula called Cytomel. Now, you have to understand that T4 has a half-life of 37.5 hours, and T3 is converted, only has a half-life of 5.5 minutes. So each compartment, like your brown fat, your internal organs, your brain, converts it depending on the autonomic nervous system. So you need to have the things so your body can decide, like all the minerals, like Minerals Plus, Nutridyne. You need to have the mitothyroid so your body has them available, organic material to convert, not synthetic, the real organic stuff, and all the cofactor and nutraceuticals in high-grade levels. Then your body can convert what it needs, where it needs, when it needs it. Back in a moment.
The answer to being in.
Protocols. I had Dr. Jürgen Winkler over, and of course he said, I can't believe it. We were spending a couple hours going over and being set up to have testing with the Metapathy Hunter Quantum Technology in his offices in Carlsbad. And I said, and you asked different questions about different illnesses. I said, look, the only state in which human beings aren't aging is the fetal state. The placenta generates biomolecules. The problem is a lot of these biomolecules, if you get them in adequate dosages, they're already bioconverted and biologically active at high enough dosages, the body can rebuild itself. Every day you fractionally reclone yourself into a new body. And if you don't have the right biobuilding blocks, I call it the Lego blocks of life, which is what our nutriments are, you can't rebuild you. You do a really poor job. It's like not having the proper toner to do a photocopier of yourself into a future body. And that's why nutriments are so powerful and important. And I tell people, I said, you know, I hear, even here on Genesis, I hear advertisements for telemedicine. That's all well and good if you want to make sure that somebody doesn't have a medical problem, they don't do the wrong stupid thing. But what you really need is intervention to find out, what can I take naturally, and what other technologies can I use, whether it's, you know, sonic vibration platforms or epigenetic therapy or hyperbaric oxygen. Well, what nutraceuticals can I take that will actually reset my body so that it can start building itself back up, turning off excess, say, histamine, like our Aller block, taking things that will stabilize your gut to stop your leaky gut syndrome. Most people aren't aware, for example, I guarantee you, most of the rheumatologists and people who work with autoimmune disease like lupus know everybody, 100%, that develops autoimmune disease has a leaky gut. They all have large proteins getting across, and these proteins are often affected by pathogens that are attaching molecules to the proteins to make them allergenic, or most likely toxic chemicals like glyphosate and other chemicals. I did research with Dr. Chungun Vujidani, who now runs Immunosciences in Los Angeles, 37 years ago when he was there doing his PhD at UCLA, and we would send down bloods from autobody workers exposed to toluidine isocyanate. And if you don't take the right nutraceuticals and you don't know what your chemistry is, your doctor is clueless. They're not just partially dangerous, they're completely clueless, and it's dangerous to spend 15 minutes with a patient and 1 or 2 minutes writing a script of, and having no idea of the person's brain chemistry or how it'll affect them or what their detox pathways are if they've got a snipper polymorphism and they can't, and the blood level goes through the ceiling. Now, I'm raising medical legal issues here because the lawyers, when they put these commercials like Chantix, for example, they say, by the way, if you feel like you want to kill yourself or your relatives because you're taking this thing to stop smoking, stop taking it right away and call your doctor. I'm thinking, duh. So they give you 4 seconds of the benefit of you're going to stop smoking, but your gun is going to start smoking as you kill everybody around you. How's that? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Something's going to smoke. It's, you know, you're going to stop smoking, but the end of your gun won't if you decide to kind of de-repress and all of a sudden start killing yourself and your relatives or people at this concert. So I want people to understand our environment's degrading. We have mineral-depleted soils, which means you have almost no bionutrients. If you measure the brick score in polarized light of a plant, the mineral content is directly related to the vitamin and the nutrient and the color and the taste. And the thing is, our human beings, our minerals in our food is absolutely abysmal right now. Then we have toxics, smart meters, Wi-Fi networks that cause our brain and other tissues of our body to be inflamed. We got fluoridation, chlorination, bromination that blocks our mitochondria and causes pan-mitochondrial dysfunction and diabetes and other conditions. And we wonder why people are getting becoming nutballs like this character, who's sleep-deprived when things like Wi-Fi networks and cell phones in a percentage of people will make them completely be sleep-deprived. They will not be able to sleep at all. Now, if I was a medical doctor when the smart meter was put in my home in 2011, November, I went from having 3 or 4 hours a night sleep to having 45 minutes a night. And if it wasn't for the fact that I knew what to take naturally, I would have been bonkers. If you want somebody to be crazy, give them 4 or 5 nights with no sleep, right? Now, the same thing goes with arthritis. Why give somebody non-steroidal anti-inflammatory if you give ibuprofen? This is their published studies, a 31% increase in heart attacks. So when you just go over the counter and say, I'm going to go take my anti-inflammatory so I can go golfing this weekend, yeah, but you might have a heart attack instead of driving a golf ball. I mean, things are out of control because people aren't asking the right questions, and they're not looking at the population almost like, environmental extension of the toxic environment we've created around us, including depleted foods, GMO, Wi-Fi networks, sleep deprivation. And then you wonder, then you take a deep depressing drug and you wonder why people become nuts. It's amazing to me that people still wonder after asking all those questions. Now, the same thing goes with arthritis. Do you know how many years before the average person gets cancer? 7. The average person before they get their toes or foot lopped off? 20. Before they get peripheral neuropathy or chronic pain syndrome. But we know how to intervene and find out what's wrong and fix it now with nutraceuticals like our fat-soluble thiamine and diosmin or Vanaway. If you don't want to lose your feet and get neuropathy, if you're not on fat-soluble thiamine, you're crazy. If you want to protect your kidneys and you're diabetic, you got to be on these nutraceuticals to protect your endothelium. In fact, the diosmin has the identical function of Entresto sacubitril that's, without insurance, about $540 a month. All of my congestive heart patients have what's called a methylation index problem with their endothelia, and they have no endothelial protection at all for their artery walls. That's why they're heart failure, because their blood vessels have failed. Then their heart has to try to back up what their blood vessels are not doing. Do you think the average doctor or cardiologist knows this? Of course not. And if they can't get their patients to take sacubitril because they can't afford the copay, their patients deteriorate and they die. Isn't that amazing? But they can just, all of my heart failure patients are on Vanaway, as well as our other nutraceuticals like Cardiovasc, but mainly CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, magnesium glycinate, etc., and things to stop the free radicals in the artery wall like gamma E plus to stop nitro peroxy, cell detox glutathione, and most importantly, ultrathiamine B1, which is fat soluble thiamine. So Ryan, let's pick it up. This is not alternative medicine, is it? I get really angry when I hear people think it's alternative. It's alternative to those who are idiots and don't know the difference. And they don't even know they're idiots. That's what's really disturbing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key, is the word alternative. It was used to cast it off to the side. And really, it was something that people would go to in terms of desperation, or they just had a family member that was kind of out to, you know, on this stick of health foods or something like that. But what we see now is it's just becoming mainstream, that even mainstream is identifying with the conditions that are so logical, just like you're saying, like, you know, so many health conditions that are being in published studies saying, hey, you know what's really common with these people? Their intestinal tracts are messed up. They have small intestinal bowel overgrowth, and, you know, they won't use a term like leaky gut because they don't actually technically agree that that's what it is. But it's semantics. The fact is, the gut is exactly what people have been saying, quote, in alternative medicine for decades, or the Chinese might have said it 5,000 years ago. It starts right there. There's something wrong with the way you're handling your food and your environment.
I looked at this guy's face, just the face of this guy, Praddock. And immediately, as soon as I saw the puffy eyes, I said, this guy's not only sleep deprived, he's got leaky gut, leaky brain. How's that? If your gut's leaky, your blood-brain barrier is leaky. Did you know that? Virtually identical. And immune complexes get across, and your astrocytes are inflamed in your brain and your glial cells, your glue cells, they call them in German. You're in big trouble. Now, the average doctor is not going to intervene now when you're in your 40s, because in your 60s you're going to be drooling in a nursing home. But that's the fact.
If you're under a tremendous amount of stress, you've got weird, irrational thoughts, all it does is again, it shuts down your ability to utilize the feel-good neurotransmitters that you have in your body.
Right.
And if your gut is messed up and you don't sleep, this is all, like when you look at it, I'm sure you're going to be able to piece this guy's life
together. It's a downward spiral
for a long time.
I want to repeat my special offer to everybody. This is a sale now called the Fall Sale. It started last night midnight. It goes through midnight the 10th. You can call or order online, 888-212-8871, or you can order online 24/7. We ship everywhere in the world, even to Antarctica, to McMurdo Bay. And you don't have to pay a fee to get a telemedicine question asked. You can email me at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I Medical, at Dr. Bill Deagle, D-R Bill, D as in day, Eagle, like American Eagle, .com. Nutramedical at drbilldeagle.com. 888-212-8871. You have to understand, I have the comprehensive solutions, and as I say, just like a good carpenter, measure twice, cut once. We have the tested protocols, we have the testing technologies, test kits, and the other imaging studies. We can prove to you this is not alternative medicine. This is 21st century metabolic, quantum, diagnostic, and genetic and epigenetic medicine. And it will make you, if you want to be a better surgeon, obstetrician, ICU doctor, biological dentist, what I have, you need. And if it's you as a patient, you want me to talk to your doctor, I will do it free. F-R-E, no charge. So they can't say, it's so expensive, I can't afford that. Yes, you can afford to hit the keystrokes of your keyboard. How's that? So don't make excuses. Contact me, I'll help you. Thank you, Ryan. We'll see you again on Monday.
One iodine that you can really trust. A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.